Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we'll have the education spotlight. Paul Frigo, Beth Nolan in studios. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and the Brinkotter Home Highlight. Plus, Illini tickets to give away courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Said rain on Saturday?
A 30% chance.
I'm not seeing that
rain
at all.
Well,
we got Scareport, right, going on at the Decatur Airport, part of our Charlie 10, and we'll be out there Saturday night. They shut down the runway, and you get to, like, run out there in the dark, but it's a flat run, right, because it's a runway. There's, like, no hills whatsoever, which is a pretty good way to do a is it a 5K? Is that what it is?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So we'll be out there tomorrow night along with Fleet Feet and Spin City and the Bob Brady Auto Group. We'll take the Jeep Gladiator out there. I love the Gladiator. I got to tell you, I'm you know, it's a Jeep, but no, it's a truck. No, it's a truck. It's a Jeep. It's kind of, it looks like a Transformer, kind of, basically.
Yeah,
and people
does
stare at you. You have to sort of have a little bit of self-esteem because you're sitting at like traffic stops and people just look at you and you think, why are you, you know, take a picture. You know, you have that like a reaction when somebody just stares at you and then you realize it's the vehicle they're looking at, and it's okay. All right. Every Friday we have the education spotlight. And when we say spotlight, generally we spend about 99% of that time talking about the great things that are going on in District 61. We are parents, proud parents of an Eisenhower Panther who's had an amazing run of years at District 61, starting at Johns Hill at the very beginning, 8 years there, now in his sophomore year at Eisenhower. And we've had an unbelievably positive experience every step of the way. Are there bumps? Yeah, there's bumps. It's life. But most, 99.9% has been a great experience. We spend a lot of time in the community talking to people, and people will do this, Lindsay, and you know how this works. Oh, you're sending him to
all
Eisenhower
the time.
Yeah, that kind of thing, which drives me insane because it just, the perception doesn't come anywhere near the reality. And yet we've had some things this year we've had to talk about. We had Paul and the principal from Stephen Decatur in because there were some issues at the beginning of the year. We got to talk about the stuff that happens. And now we have what could be a potential strike by the union representing the teachers' assistants on October 29th. And so we asked the Board of Education president and the District 61 superintendent to come in today and talk about, we'll talk about, I guess, the negotiations and the proposals that are out there. But what I really want to talk about, Beth and Paul, is, you know, if this strike happens, what that means for teachers, what that means for kids, families, and the 9,000 plus kids that are in District 61. So, I don't know the protocol here. I mean, I know the board's not involved in the actual negotiations.
Two of our members are. Okay. Two of our members sit at the table with some members of administration to bargain this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so let's go back, I guess, and there has not been a contract since April, if I'm correct in that, since the spring.
Right. So that's when we started this process. Their contract actually expired at the end of June, which is our fiscal year. So really, they've been working without a contract since July 1st.
Okay, so July 1st to October 18th.
Yep.
Yesterday, it was announced that there was an intent to strike or at least the threat to strike on the 29th of October.
Correct.
So what happens just in between now and then before we get to the potential of an actual strike? What happens next?
So we go back to the bargaining table. We have a federal mediator who's come in to try to help us get this resolved. He's been with us for, I think, the three bargaining sessions at this point. We come back to the table on Wednesday. We are committed to deploying all resources to be at the table as many times as necessary between now and the 29th, because we're committed to getting this resolved so that we do not have any interruption in our educational delivery.
Okay. Yet there is a difference of opinion as far as the two sides are concerned. What seems to me, outside looking in, basically in and around health insurance.
Correct. And I think where there's a difference in opinion is how we get there. I think the district is committed to providing a really good, solid health insurance plan. That is what they want. That is what we think that we are providing all of our employees.
Okay, but let's talk
but
about
how we get there is different.
All right, a health insurance plan. Do you have individual health insurance plans based on the individual unions?
Well, currently, yes, we do. So when we ratified the teachers' contract last fall, that enacted five of our seven unions to follow the teachers. So when the teachers, you know, bargain and
when they ratified their contract,
it brought along with them with some Me Too clauses. Four other unions. So we have five of the seven bargaining units.
Now they're all on the same plan.
Correct. They're all on the same plan. It's all on the same pay schedule. So it's the bulk of our employees. That left the teaching assistants and also the secretaries who are kind of operating in an island at this point in time that we're trying to bring into the fold so that we're only operating one plan going forward.
That would seem to be for the taxpayers, for everyone concerned, or and from a fiscal standpoint, I mean, this is what you do for a living.
Right.
The thing that you would, I'm shocked that that this isn't already the way business is being done in District 61.
Well, yes, it seems to be logical to me too, but we got to get everybody there, and sometimes that's a process, and it takes a little bit of time, but that's what we're that's the intent.
Okay, so these folks are. How many hours a week do they work?
It varies. We have some TAs. We were discussing this yesterday. Some TAs that work a couple hours a day. And then we have some that work maybe 6 hours a day.
Okay. But are these considered full-time jobs?
It depends on how many hours they work. So if you've got to get over like the 32 hours a week kind of threshold, most of them are.
How many are? How many teachers assistants? 200 plus?
275.
Mm-hmm. Of those... And I know it's a guesstimate, but I mean, the percentage of those that are full-time employees.
I would say the overwhelming majority of them are full-time employees.
How many buildings are they in? Are they in every building?
Every building.
Are they in every classroom?
Not every classroom.
Well, then how? Okay, so I guess that's my confusion. We've been through, now a sophomore in high school and have not had a lot of experience with mm-hmm. this over a long period of time in mm-hmm. District 61. So they're not in every classroom.
No. Any special ed, there's a strong prevalence of TAs in special ed.
Okay.
There's Montessori, mm-hmm. there that structure. A lot of TAs at Montessori, also Montessori programs.
And our preschool programs.
And our preschool programs. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes the district makes an assessment based on individual classrooms and the data we see as far as what's needed in that classroom. Do they need another adult for interventions or remediation, whatever it may be? And so then we will assign a TA to that classroom based on what's going on in individual spots.
And I guess that's fine. I get criticized a lot for not understanding what some of these folks do. It's we've been in District 61 for our kids' entire education, and we've not really run into this very much. So it's not like there's a teacher's assistant in every classroom in District 61 in every school.
Correct. But it does include library assistants. So the folks that are running the libraries in each of the buildings, we, like Paul said, we have one-to-one TAs for some of our special eds, but also some kids who have medical issues will have
it varies
completely.
Greatly by depending on your experience.
Which is why it's very hard to cull down their duties and responsibilities in a 30-second soundbite, because they are so varied and their duties are so vast.
Okay. So what is it basically you're asking, Paul, for them to pay as far as health insurance is concerned? And by the way, this conversation has happened in every company and every business since the Affordable Health Care Act was passed. I mean, mm-hmm. everybody's insurance has gone up. Everyone's cost has gone up. Everyone's deductibles have gone. I mean, mm-hmm. in the real world, this is something that most of us have been dealing with for 8 years.
Correct. But I think that the difference between yours and my personal health insurance is the employer-paid portion is paid by a for-profit company. The employer-paid portion of a school district is paid by the taxpayers. So we want to make sure that everyone has a fair and a good health insurance plan. But at the end of the day, the cost absorbed by the district is really that is absorbed by the taxpayers.
Fair distinction.
Yep.
But I'm just saying we've all felt the pain
Correct.
Of what health insurance costs have done in this country over the years. I understand why people aren't happy. I mean, no one's happy. I'm a pretty healthy guy. I've got such a large deductible that generally my health insurance costs are all out of pocket because I don't get to that level every year. And I have it in case of, there's a catastrophic thing, and I do. So I get why people don't want higher insurance costs out of their pocket. I understand that. But it is a reality of life for just about 90% of the people that are out there in the workforce.
Correct.
All right. So, Paul, what is the separation?
Well, first of all, for context, President Nolan mentioned earlier, once we settle with the teachers, that plan kind of feeds the other union groups. But we still had to impact negotiate with each of those unions about that health care change. Basically, to simplify it, what we're asked, they're currently paying a flat rate for example, family insurance. And what we're talking about is looking at paying a percentage rather than a flat rate, because as insurance costs increase, the flat rate plan gets difficult to maintain fiscally.
Okay, but what is the difference between what they are looking for and what you are offering as a district as far as their coverage of their health insurance costs?
At this point, we can't answer that. All that's been out there is our proposal.
Oh, okay, well then give me what your proposal is. Then what is the difference between what they were paying before and what they're being asked to pay now?
So I think I don't know what the total flat rate is currently that they're paying for family insurance, but it would be that they would absorb 19% of the total cost of family insurance, which the family insurance is what seems to be the sticking point.
Okay, so there's different rates basically if you're single, if you're an individual.
And it would vary too. I mean, as the cost of the district to offer that goes up, you know, the percentage may stay the same, but the total amount required may be more. So we're asking them to share the burden of healthcare costs going forward, as we are with all of our employees, not just this group.
And so this same percentage or this same ballpark was what the teachers ratified earlier? Okay, so that sets sort of the standard then, and then mm-hmm. that filters down mm-hmm. to the rest, and then you're all on one health insurance plan.
Correct.
Which would seem fiscally responsible, the size of a district you have and the number of employees you have. If you want buying power in the insurance world,
right.
you're going to get better rates with doing all of the folks on one plan than having seven different plans.
Correct.
Okay. So 19%, do you have any idea where that stacks up against sort of like averages or what other people pay?
I don't. I probably should, but I don't.
Okay. So the employee would be 15%, employee spouse, employee children, or family based on
Correct.
The different categories.
Mm-hmm.
And
all of this is available on the district website.
Yes.
If your listeners want to go out and see this themselves.
And what is the website, Paul?
DPS61.org.
Okay, pretty simple and easy to find.
Yeah.
Now, what about deductibles? What about, are there other things that are being...
Sure, the current deductible, I think, is $750 or $1,000 that an employee would have to pay out of pocket. For context, my family insurance deductible is $5,400.
Yeah, ours is $5,000. I mean, this is not unusual at all. In fact, that's actually a lot lower
Correct.
Than a lot of places that I know,
Correct.
Particularly small businesses. All right, so the insurance being the stumbling block here between mm-hmm. the two sides.
And I think wages are as well.
Is that part of it?
That is, yes, I believe.
What do teacher's assistants start out making, Paul? Or Beth, either
I
one.
I think it's 18.
Yep. So our proposal 18. Is just shy of $18 an hour for a start.
$17.65.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 30, 41 steps?
Yes. Every year you keep working, you get a raise. And then you'll also see that on that chart there are four or five columns. So depending on the level of education.
How many college, yes.
How many college credits you have. I mean, that is the... You know, you come in with the least amount of college credits.
So 1765, step one for just 60 credits in college versus an LPN, which would start at 2202
right.
and then everything
right.
in between.
Right.
Okay. So looking at those columns, so you think is the pay rate, I mean, is that a stumbling block as well in these negotiations?
I think they would like to get more than we are currently offering, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How do you base what you're offering?
Well, we look at other school districts across Central Illinois.
Is there another school district in Macon County that has a union representing teachers' assistants?
I can't answer that.
I don't think there is. And we got a lot of flack the last time you were in here
mm-hmm.
when I talked about this being a relatively new thing. Not teachers' assistants, but the union representing teachers' assistants is a relatively new thing. I mean, this was not a unionized position 20 years ago. I mean, there were teachers' assistants in the classrooms. Not to the degree there are today, because I remember when all of these folks were hired. But now you have more negotiations with more unions today than you ever have as a school district. Is that fair to say?
That is very fair to say.
And also, just so everybody understands, a lot of our TAs work for in special ed programming, which is a co-op of the Macon Piatt region, incorporating all this. It serves all the kids in the region, this co-op, not just Decatur kids.
Okay. So the... Hourly wage based on what other folks in similar positions mm-hmm. are making in Central Illinois.
But this is about $4 to $5 more an hour than our competitors.
So you feel like the hourly salary that you're offering is already above and beyond what is being offered here locally.
Correct.
In Central Illinois.
Yes.
Okay.
For large unit district schools.
Well, you have
so
to compare apples to apples.
Bloomington,
right.
Springfield, yes.
Okay. So on the other side of the break, if this strike does happen, I want to find out a little bit of what you guys are doing to prepare for this, particularly in the special ed area, because it seems like that will be impacted the most.
Absolutely.
Just by the number of bodies that are there. We'll take a quick break. Back with more Beth Knoll and Paul Frigo in studio. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got a little bit of frost this morning, turning to sunny skies, highs near 65. Tonight, clear and lows around 44. Saturday, we do have a 30% chance we could see some showers after 1 p.m. with increasing clouds and highs near 67 degrees. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 70 degrees. It is 37 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Corn growers faced a lot of challenges in 2019. It's time for a fresh start. Switch up your corn rootworm management in 2020 and control more insects, get healthier corn plants, and gain higher yield potential. Rotate your trait technology to AgriSure Duracade. When you rotate your thinking and your strategy to AgriSure Duracade, you get a unique mode of action, a must for effective long-term management. And the AgriSure Duracade trait has both EU and China market approval. Talk to your local seed reseller now to make the smart switch for 2020.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it.
Are you searching for a comfortable, safe, and secure environment where you can welcome family and friends? Eagle Ridge is the place for you. Eagle Ridge is the affordable, assisted lifestyle community for adults age 65 and better. Enjoy your private apartment with home-cooked meals, housekeeping, and a gorgeous patio and courtyard. They also have a 24-hour emergency response system with nursing staff on call for your personal care needs. All this in a financial assistance program that makes Eagle Ridge affordable for everyone. Call 872-1282 or visit Eagle Ridge. 875 West McKinley.
If you have never been to spring training, you don't know what you're missing. Escape with the Cardinals to warm sunshine and blue skies in Jupiter, Florida on your next Cardinals vacation. Each package includes hotel accommodations, rental car, great seats at the games, and an exclusive post-game dinner with select Cardinals players and broadcasters. For information and for reservations, go to cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Welcome to the world of union negotiation in the United States of America. We had an off-the-air conversation during the break there with Beth Knoll, who is the president of the Board of Education elected by the folks, Paul Frigo, who was hired by that Board of Education to come in run District 61. And Beth, if I am to understand this, I teased before going to the break that we would find out about what you guys are doing to plan on how to make sure that kids and parents and in classrooms are not impacted or as impacted as little as can be by this potential strike. And you informed me that legally that would be an unfair, you're not allowed to plan on what to do or to talk about what you're going to do if there's a strike, because that means you're being unfair in negotiations with the union.
That's correct. We are coming to the table until the 11th hour. We will bargain in good faith, and
but we really are committed to resolving
this.
I get that, and that was about as PC an answer as you've ever given me, but I want to know, who decides, what law says that it's unfair labor relations if you are planning on what they have already announced, which is an intent to strike?
Federal labor laws.
And there's some Illinois labor laws that have been referenced, so it's labor law.
Does that make any sense to you at all?
We are going to come to the table and bargain in good faith until we can't anymore.
So I want everybody to mark their calendar on October 18th at 7:26 in the a.m., when we're crying about how everything is a catastrophe and all over the place and no one's organized and we don't know what's going on and parents aren't informed, that the same unions that put these laws into place are the ones responsible for not even allowing District 61 to plan for the contingency of an announced intent strike by one of their unions.
That's right.
Okay. Fair enough, I guess. I sometimes I think the world is upside down. I really do. I know you guys don't want this. I know
we
that,
absolutely do not want this.
I know that you value the service that these people contribute to the district. And I realize it's a spectrum that's all over the place, right, as far as some are very part-time, some are more than full-time, mm-hmm, some are very important in the special ed classrooms or libraries or whatever it might be. But at the end of the day, you have a fiscal responsibility to not only the district, but to the taxpayers and to the parents of this district. If this insurance plan has been ratified by the teachers, mm-hmm, and been ratified by several other of the union, mm-hmm, 5 of the 7, I believe you said.
Maintenance, security, Teamsters, I'm missing one, custodians.
Okay. I guess I don't know where else to go with that. This particular union thinks they ought to have something different than all of the other unions have.
That's just what negotiations are about, Brian. And they're negotiating in the best interest of their members. And we can come to some common ground here very soon.
Okay. Do you think that will happen? I mean, if I had to ask you, you know, gut level, do you think this is a and it could be a strategy? I mean, maybe there is no actual intent to strike and they put this out there as a leverage move to say, hey, this is, we want to hurry up negotiations. We put a little more of a exclamation point on a timeline here. That's their right to do that. You know, what is your sense? I mean, do you think this strike will happen, or do you think that there will be a decision made that will prevent it?
I think we'll be able to come to some mutual agreement. I'm always, you know, I get accused. Sometimes people like this about me. Other times I'm always very extremely positive in the power of people and the power of conversation to work through whatever it is to come to a settlement
but
beneficial for everybody.
Okay, but from a board level. Mm-hmm. You can't set a different precedent now with this particular union, because then you're going to be going back and dealing with every other union.
We are committed to getting this resolved.
If 5 of the 7 have agreed on this, and then you let one, you know, if you let the one tail wag the dog, are you not then inviting 5 more of these potential negotiations going on? Because now you have a different standard for this particular union than you have for the other 5.
And I think that that's the beauty of having the board members at the table through negotiations, is that there is mindfulness of the entire picture of the district when we are going in there. So we've got our, you know, our CFO who comes.
Who are the 2 board members that are there?
Reagan Lewis and Dan Oaks.
Okay. You got a lawyer and you got a guy who's been around for a very long
Correct.
Time.
And the only person who's been through a strike.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he.
I wouldn't say the only person. We all went through that. And
we
nobody
did.
Wins.
I,
no
right.
one wins.
No one does win.
The community
and you know who really
win?
Doesn't win? The students.
Yeah.
The students and the families of the kids who are impacted by this, where, you know, we may have to, you know, we're going to have to close programs, perhaps. And we know that, and that is a huge hardship for, you know, a population that is already fragile. We know that.
We've had people, I mean, a lot of these kids have one-to-one aides, and it's not just a one-to-one aide for a year. It's for, mm-hmm. they've had these strong relationships built of trust with the families, with the kid, and it's very concerning. It's
all right.
Very concerning.
Paul, Beth, we appreciate you coming in today. I want to reiterate.
Thanks for having us.
No, listen, you guys respond. And here is the deal. If you're listening right now and you're a teacher's assistant and your union president is telling you that she hasn't been invited into this show, she is lying to you. And I will show you the social media messages, the date stamp, when it was read. And it makes no sense in 2019 to lie about this, but they are. They didn't send us the information yesterday when they made the announcement. The larger social media engagement than the daily newspaper, but they continue to ignore this audience because they play these little games. You're more than welcome. There's still a public invitation to you and however many of your cronies you want to bring in with you to talk about these issues. If there's a strike, everybody loses. We're going to take a break for stories and news. We'll be back with more after this.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Sources on the ground tell Fox, despite a ceasefire announced yesterday, Kurdish forces are being shelled and are fighting with Turkish-backed militias in northern Syria. Turkey's President Erdogan calls that speculation and disinformation. President Trump says about the conflict at a rally in Dallas.
Sometimes you have to let them fight. It's like 2 kids in a lot. You got to let them fight and then you pull them apart.
Vice President Pence yesterday announced a 5-day ceasefire to allow the Kurds to fall back. The president, during a meeting on Syria Wednesday, called former Defense Secretary James Mattis the world's most overrated general. General Mattis says at an event in New York, doesn't bother him.
Of course not. I earned my spurs on the battlefield, Martin, as you pointed out, and Donald Trump earned his spurs in a letter from a doctor.
Referring to President Trump getting out of service in Vietnam with a diagnosis of bone spurs in his feet. Martin Short introduced General Mattis at the annual Al Smith Dinner in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
The Bob Brady Auto Group, Newhoff Media, and Limitless Decatur and Macon County are extending the fun with the Charlie 10, featuring 10 must-do events this fall in September and October.
The Charlie 10 rolls on, brought to you by the Bob Brady Auto Group, home of the Charlie Deal. Don't miss the deals happening now at Bob Brady during Ram Power Days. Check out a brand new 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab. Brady has it with 60 months free financing.